Following Waco Mayor Kyle Deaver's official declaration of a local state of disaster Tuesday morning, local business owners and employees were left wondering how their businesses and families would move forward. Many local businesses were forced to lay off a large percentage of their employees as Deaver announced that all bars, restaurants, and indoor recreation facilities would be forced to close or transition to takeout only. According to Chris Henderson, an employee at Dichotomy Coffee and Spirits, Common Grounds, and Balcones Brewery, the pace of the changes has been overwhelming for her and her coworkers.
You know, I feel like every 30 minutes we get some new update and we're constantly updating a schedule or changing some operation or getting a new sign made to change our hours.
Through all the closures and changes, Henderson says that the strength and empathy of her employers has been paramount to the employees' morale.
Ultimately, it's really nice working for places where, you know, the management and ownership, like, actually cares enough to, you know, try to make an effort on behalf of the employees.
For Corey McIntyre, owner and chef at Milo's, the closures have led to a number of difficult decisions and conversations as he's had to reconcile public health and safety with the livelihood of his employees.
It's been, terrifying. I think it's a really good way to put it because, you know, I've got 47 people that, in my mind, in my opinion, kind of rely on me to make the best decisions for them. You know, that was one of the hardest conversations I had. I mean, I've shed so many tears just with having to look people in the face and say, I'm so sorry. Like, this is what we have to do right now, and there's no way around it.
Though the changes have certainly made an impact, businesses and employees have used their connections to one another as an anchor as they move forward into an unclear future. Henderson says that coworkers have rallied around one another to ensure that basic needs are met, despite the widespread effects of the layoffs.
For the most part, people are just trying to make sure that, you know, you check on each other and, you know, nobody has a ton of money, but if it's the difference in, you know, somebody making it or not, most people they'd rather, like, have a little less and make sure somebody else is okay when it gets down to it, which is really nice. There'll be fallout for sure, but, you know, we're all at the same creek, so we'll figure out how to paddle. It'll be fine.
Molly Noah, communications and design coordinator at the Waco Hippodrome Theater, cites digital connection as a key element of their plan in the coming weeks.
As a Hippodrome, you know, we really partner with quite a few local businesses and, like, community organizations. And so while our building might not be open, we really want to maintain that connection digitally and socially.
Likewise, McIntyre stressed that local businesses would have to lean on the creativity and hard work that got them started in the first place in order to succeed despite the closures.
We're not just business owners. We're not just doing this grind every single day. We are creative. We are resilient. We are strong. And we will persevere through this. Like, we're all coming together, and we're not going to let this thing take us.
For 103.3 Waco Public Radio, I'm Sam Cedar.